Let's now welcome some students who are here with us who can tell us all about the upcoming play. TJ, I'm going to start with you. We'll just have you move that mic over in front of you. Good morning. I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm TJ Pfeiffer. I'm the director of this production.
And the production is?
Annie.
And tell me a bit about the show and how it's come together and why summer musical.
Kind of 3 years in the making. This is our third summer show for Make-A-Wish. And it started out 3 years ago with Mrs. Solba and I, who's a teacher at the high school. And we decided that there was such a strong interest in the musicals from the March actual musical that we kind of wanted to get together over the summer and just do something creative. And that was only high schoolers back then. And we did Batman the musical. We wrote it because back then that was where that Spider-Man musical was kind of the joke of the headlines. So that we wrote that, and that was very fun. And then the following year, 2014, we did Seussical the musical. And back from college now to do another one with Annie. And this one is particularly exciting because we have not just high schoolers. We have alumni coming back for the show. We have middle and elementary schoolers in it. So yeah, it's a very district-wide event, a lot of kids.
And they're all Mars Area School District students.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Where are you in college now?
I'm in Chicago at Columbia. So
congratulations.
Right, thank you.
Are you studying film? Or?
I'm doing a TV major, and then I have a theater minor. So
fantastic.
A bit of both worlds there. Yeah.
My sister-in-law taught at Columbia for a long, long time. A lot of people don't know the school because it's smaller.
Yeah.
But it's a great a great school. Are you living in Evanston or Chicago?
Living in Chicago, downtown in the South Loop.
So. How's that been so far?
It was scary at first, but I'm definitely getting used to it now.
Great.
So very cool.
You just finished your freshman year?
Yes, yeah. I'll be a sophomore next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's meet everybody else who is here. I'll start by adjusting your microphone since that didn't seem to happen. What's your name?
I'm Marnie Butler.
Hi, Marnie. You're the second Marnie I know. Do you know any other Marnies?
I do not.
See, I know one other Marnie who's a good friend, and not to make your name less unique or anything. Tell me about yourself.
I'm 14 years old. I'm going into ninth grade at Mars High School, and I'm so excited for the show to happen.
Have you been in other musicals?
Yes.
Which were you in the past summer musicals? Or?
No, this is the first one I've been in.
Well, that's exciting. What have you thought about what you would like to do? We know what TJ's up to. Have you thought about what you might like to do after high school yet? I know it's early.
I definitely want to do musical theater.
You know, exactly. How long have you known that?
Well, I started in fourth grade, and then ever since then, I've just loved it.
That's great. Did you start at a school production or?
No, at Act One Theater School.
Oh, they do a great job. Mars Area High School has so many talented folks. I have actually spent a lot of time in Mars, enough so that I know where Susie Q's is. Susie Q's still there?
Yep.
Good, good. And I think good old Uncle Bob's is gone.
It did. It just closed, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What other landmarks do I know? I know this where the flying saucer is, still there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pivot on the microphone over. Thank you for doing that. And meet you. What's your name?
I'm Hannah Riggio.
Hi. And tell me about yourself.
I'm 14, and I'm going into Lincoln Park Performing Arts School.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Once a Mars Area High student, always a Mars Area School District student, though, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll still live in Mars Area. So this will be a first for you to join Lincoln's?
Yeah.
You've been there, I'm sure, right?
I went just to tour the school, but so not really.
You tell your principal, whose name is... don't know if it's Dr. or Ms. Abadia. Have you met her yet?
I don't think so. I think just at the tour.
Tell her I said hello. She's
okay.
A good friend and a great principal, and I think you'll really like being there. Are you also Broadway bound, do you think?
I want to be.
Yeah. Well, great. This is a great way to get that experience. Now, we have... some kids, younger kids, everybody here, and let's meet each of you. We'll just sort of go from right to left, and let's start with you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Megan McKenzie.
Hi, Megan. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
And where do you go to school?
Mars.
And would you, first of all, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody who might be listening? Friends, family members, agents?
My friend Sydney and Sarah. Sarah, she's in the play too. Sydney, they're probably not listening though.
Of course they're probably at the pool or something. What do you think they're doing?
Probably at the pool.
You can listen in the pool if you're careful. Tell me what part you play in the play.
I'm Kate. I'm the second youngest orphan.
Excellent. And have you been in many plays before?
Not really. Well, this is my first big play, kind of.
That's exciting. Are you nervous?
Not really.
Yeah, it seems like you're surrounded by a lot of people with a great deal of experience, so you should not have any trouble whatsoever. Tell me, what grade are you going into?
I'm going into sixth grade.
Okay, that's a great year. Let's meet who's sitting next to you, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm Emily Beaver.
Hi, Emily. And how old are you?
I'm 12 years old, and I'm going into seventh grade.
So you're changing schools this year? Is it a new school?
Yeah, I'm going to Lincoln Park.
You're also going there. Look at you. And have you spent much time there?
No, not really.
Well, congratulations. What part do you play? Are you also an orphan girl?
I'm July, the one of the oldest. I'm kind of like the motherly.
The motherly. One. So do you have a costume and or wardrobe that makes you look older?
I don't.
Maybe. TJ, what do you think? Are we going to make her look older?
Sure, yeah, probably.
There's a long way to go from 12 to older. But what do you like about acting?
It's just fun because you can be whoever you want and...
Yeah, it gives you a chance to be creative. Do you want to say hello to anybody in the pool or listening?
I want to say hi to my dad and my mom.
Great. Let's meet the person next to you. What's your name?
Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. And what role do you have?
I'm Duffy.
And who's Duffy?
She is the oldest, and she's confident. And Pepper and her are always getting fights.
Who's Pepper? Oh, you're Pepper. I missed that. I'm sorry. You always fight with Duffy?
I fight with everybody.
And how old are you?
I'm 12 going into seventh grade.
And where will you be going next year?
Mars.
Mars. Do you switch schools or is it the same?
No, it's just the same.
Mars goes up to, does it go up to eight now? Eighth grade?
Yes.
Let's say yes. I'm trying to, is your school right on Mars 7th City Road? I'm thinking?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my dad and my sister and my brother.
Excellent. I'm glad you did. And finally, we're going to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Paige.
And what's your role in this production?
I'm Molly, the youngest orphan.
And would you like to say anything to anybody, any shout-outs or hellos?
Thanks for my friends and family listening.
Well, how nice. Oh, I'm glad. So we're going to get you guys all set. Now, let's talk about when the play is running before we have you do your preview, too. And why don't we do that? Shall we do that together? We'll talk, just get you a little bit closer to that microphone. And I'll let you introduce yourself, and we can talk about the play.
I'm Darcy Silba. I am a teacher at Mars High School and the producer of this
production. How long have you been at Mars?
I just finished my ninth year at Mars.
It's a great school district.
Absolutely.
A lot of people may not know about the Mars Area School District. Now, this musical might, if my notes are right, is the proceeds are going to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Greater Pittsburgh and West Virginia, which is really a wonderful thing. Have the summer musicals always been done to benefit charity, or is this a new endeavor?
I think this is our new endeavor since 3 years ago when we did Batman. That was our first charity musical, and it was TJ's idea. I just kind of got on board. So this is our third year benefiting, but they've all benefited the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Well, that's great. And the musical is going to run July 10th and 11th, which is not the weekend coming up, but right after that, Friday night and Saturday night. And it's at Mars Area High School?
Right, at the auditorium.
It's great that the school district is supporting that, too, because a lot of schools go to sleep in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So the school will open up Friday and Saturday night, just those two nights for the musical. We're going to have you all get ready to perform, and you're going to do a song. I think so. I'm glad you picked... Tomorrow would have been nice, but you've picked a different song that some may know and some may not. But we're going to get you ready to perform it, but not before I say thank you for being here. And I'll let you get up and get ready. Don't forget to take your headphones off, because as you stand up, you might forget they were on, and Will will direct you right to where you're going to be, and we'll get a chance to take a listen to members of the cast of the upcoming production of Annie, benefiting Make-A-Wish Foundation of Greater Pittsburgh and West Virginia, and performed by Mars Area High School students and alumni. And we're just about ready to go. We're like creating a soundstage here just for you all. And we also need to be sure you're able to hear your orchestra here. And it looks to me like we're all ready to go. So in just a second, we're going to pause for a second after I announce you. Here are members of the cast of Annie with It's a Hard Knock Life. Beautifully done. Congratulations to all of you. It's terrific to hear you with a preview. And don't forget, just what, we're 13 days away from opening night on July 10th and July 11th.
Blueberry dreams, I'm having.